Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, to talk to you about Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and how the new versions, including the NIV and others, just completely destroy this verse and actually introduce damnable heresy. This is a really important verse. It's a famous prophecy about Jesus Christ. I'll read it for you from the King James, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And that's the key phrase, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Listen to what the NIV says. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Okay, listen to what the RSV says. It says, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. The new RSV, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. We've got the Modern English Version, his origins are from of old, from ancient days. The NET, one whose origins are in the distant past. New Living Translation, whose origins are in the distant past. So we can see here that a lot of these modern versions, very popular modern versions, have changed this from his goings forth being of old, from everlasting, to his origin or his origins being from the distant past or ancient times. Here's the problem with that. Jesus Christ has no origin. Jesus Christ is co-eternal with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. He has no origin. He was in the beginning with God. He was God. He's from everlasting, as the King James Bible actually says. And I'm going to prove to you, looking at the original Hebrew here, that the King James Bible is providing an accurate and literal translation of what the Hebrew text actually says, and that these new versions are just totally out in the left field with this origin business. Okay, so let's go through this. I'm going to read this for you, and then I'm going to break it down word by word. It says, Ve'ata Beit Lechem Ephrata, Sa'ir Lihiyot Be'alfei Yehuda, Mimcha Li Yetse Lihiyot Moshel Be'Yisrael, U Motzao Tav Mikedem Mimei Olam. All right, so let me break this down word by word. Ve'ata, ve means and or but. Ata, and you, Beit Lechem, obviously Bethlehem, Beit Lechem, house of bread, Ephrata, so that's the name of the place, but you, Bethlehem Ephrata, Tsa'ir Lihiyot Ba'alfei Yehuda. All right, now this word right here, Tsa'ir, remember when Lot is fleeing from Sodom and Gomorrah and he doesn't want to go into the mountains? And so he asks God if he can just go into this little town. And he says, you know, I'm not very good at camping and I don't want to go in the mountains. So can I just go in this little town? Is it not a little one? And therefore the name of the town was called Zoar because it was a little one. Okay, so that word Zoar in our English Bible is in the Hebrew. The Hebrew verb is Tsa'ar. So you can see how we get Zoar, Tsa'ar. Well, this is a form of Tsa'ar. Tsa'ar is a verb. This is an adjective here. Little. Tsa'ir. Okay. Little. And then this is your being verb. Haya. Lihiyot. Infinitive. So it's basically saying, you know, being little. Ba'alfei Yehuda. Ba means in or among. Alfei means thousands, because eleph means thousand. Singular. Eleph. Alfei is the plural construct state, which means thousands of. So when we see Alfei, it means thousands of Judah, Yehuda. And because Yehuda is a proper name, then this takes a definite article. So it becomes in or among the thousands of Judah. So, and you, Bethlehem Ephratah, being little, in or among the thousands of Judah, mimcha, from you. Whenever you see this prefix me, we're going to see it a few other times. This is usually from, coming from. And then the cha is the idea of you there. Okay, so Mimcha, from you, or out of you, okay? Li, to me. Yetse, shall go out or go forth or come forth or come out. Lihiyot, again, our being verb. Moshel be Yisrael. Moshel comes from the verb mashal, which means to rule. Moshel means ruler. And then we've got here, ba Yisrael. Ba means in. Yisrael is obviously Israel. And then here's the operative word that we're going to spend some time talking about, which the King James says goings forth, which is actually what it says. And then the new versions have switched this to origin or origins. U motzao tav mi kedem mi me olam. U motzao tav, and his goings forth. That's the one we're going to talk about. Mi kedem, from old. Okay. Kedem is typically translated old or ancient. And in modern Hebrew, in fact, there's a term you'll hear a lot, kodem. Like if you were talking about, you know, first I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. You start with kodem, kodem meaning first. Typically in the Bible, it's translated old or ancient. And then, of course, the me again, meaning from or out of. So from old. And then mi me olam, from everlasting. And olam is one of the most famous words in Hebrew. If somebody only knows like 20 or 30 Hebrew words, olam is pretty much going to be one of them, because it's such a famous word. And it's many hundreds of times, the vast majority of the time, the most common way that this is translated is ever, forever, everlasting, eternal. So from everlasting, from old, from everlasting. So the King James Bible has accurately and literally translated this verse. Now let's talk about the key word here, the operative word here. U motzao tav. Okay. So let's break this down. First of all, the vav at the beginning is pronounced as u sound. Up here it's pronounced as a v sound, but here it's making an u sound. It means and, all right? It's a conjunction. And then we have here motzao tav. And this tav ending here is just a possessive plural ending, making it his goings forth, okay? So let's break this down. If we strip off the prefix and the suffix, you basically end up with this root word right here, which is motza. All right, and motza also has a feminine variation, which is motza'a, which just basically adds this extra hey on the end and that extra ah sound to make it feminine. So motza can have a feminine variation, motza'a. And that's what this is. This is the feminine variation. And what happened here is that when you add this av ending, then this hey becomes hardened into a tav instead, okay? And then you throw your suffix on, okay? And then this turns into a holam, and it becomes motzao tav. And then, of course, you throw your conjunction on the front. So anyway, you can see where this word comes from. Okay, and the root here that we're dealing with is this noun, motza. And it's pretty obvious and easy to see where this comes from. This is basically just the normal noun form of this verb right here, which is, by the way, used over 1,000 times in the Old Testament. So this is not a mystery word here, okay? Yatsa is used over 1,000 times. In fact, it's used in this very verse. It's used right here, okay? You'd say, because it's, you know, out of thee shall come forth this ruler, right? He's going to come forth. He's going to go forth. And again, this word is used over 1,000 times, yatsa, and it means to go forth, to come forth, to proceed, okay? And so what do we see here? We see his goings forth, exactly as the King James translates it. That's what this word means. What the editors of the NIV and the NET, isn't it amazing how these great minds think alike? And basically these versions are all saying the same thing, the same stupid thing that's wrong, okay? And they're all just copying off one another. And what they're doing is they're not literally translating what the Hebrew says, which is his goings forth. That's the literal translation of this word. Instead, what they're doing is they're putting their own interpretation into it. And it's a wrong interpretation that ends up either knowingly or unknowingly bringing in heresy by saying that Jesus Christ has an origin or talking about his origins instead of talking about his going forth, his goings forth, his comings forth, him proceeding. Okay, that's what this actually says. The King James has got this right. And look, this is just one of many, many examples where the King James is superior to the modern versions, where it counts, okay? The King James Bible accurately translates the Hebrew Old Testament. And by the way, let me just throw this in for good measure. The King James Bible is the only modern Bible on the market that actually translates 100% of the time from the original Hebrew in the Old Testament. Constantly, versions like the ESV and the NIV, etc., are deviating from the Hebrew Old Testament and translating from a Greek translation called the Septuagint. So if you want to actually get the traditional Hebrew Old Testament translated accurately into English, you better be reading a King James Bible. God bless you. Have a great day.